virtually impossible today. Look at your news, at your wants and circumstances around individual lives and personalities and that. Without trying to comprehend the mass confusion and derision that's going on in this world today, as men are seeking to try to bring about a peaceful world situation. Somebody was a headline. Virginia Long charged as a firing gun into the air to scare off her daughter's attacker. A Woodbridge woman was arrested after she shot a handgun into the air to scare off a group of boys who were attacking her daughter. The woman says she fired a single round into the sky from her legally owned gun Saturday night after a boy punched her daughter in her face during a dispute near their home. I just wanted this group of guys to disperse, she said. I didn't know what they were going to do, and I wanted them to stop hitting my child. The shooting occurred at 9:20 p.m. after confronting a teenage girl and her mother in the neighborhood over a prior disagreement. Mrs. Gather and her 15-year-old daughter began walking home. A group of about 10 boys approached them in the parking lot of their apartment complex. One boy began to swear and insult the woman and her daughter, who stood up to the boy. The two were face to face. She said she grabbed her shirt, the daughter, and she goes to push him off, and she realized she'd be trying to both of them at risk if she jumped into the fray. So I stopped, and I turned to walk to the middle of the parking lot. I made sure no one was around me, she said. I upholstered my gun, pointed straight in the air, and fired one shot to get him off of my child. She said she didn't try to get away, and the police eventually arrived. I didn't feel like I was wrong, she said. I wanted to protect the child. But the officers arrested her and charged her with reckless use of a weapon. What in the world is going on? How in the world? The press spokesman said that Mrs. Gaffney should have called police instead of taking matters into her own hands. What? The guy beating up on the daughter? To call the police and said, what, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes? Maybe not have something wrong? The officer said, you can't fire into the air. Once something goes up, it goes down. There's a possibility of causing property damage. You can't let your daughter be beat up. Injuring someone or killing someone? That doesn't have no difference. Your daughter could be knocked to the ground and hurt. In an apartment complex, the odds of bullet coming down and striking something are very high. What about the odds of somebody getting on their dog? No injuries or property damage were reported as an incident, but the police said they do not encourage confrontation and there is gun order to use the weapons only in what they perceive to be a right weapon situation. In fact, she stepped away from the crowd, trying to show she was not in any danger type of situation, but her daughter was. She may have been trying to make up the fight, but that's not the proper course of action to take. Call the police. Let them keep on beating on your daughter in the hope that the police might get there, huh? What in the world is wrong? Our nation, our laws, our government, our politicians, our preachers. God, are we unholy, ungodly people? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the International Worldwide Broadcast. This is the voice of the Last Day Prophet God. This broadcast reaches the entire world. The 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, comes into your country, your place, on this frequency at this time, every day. I would like to just give you some information on how you can help us. to continue this project. One way is to contact us. Somehow let us know where you are and what you're listening at, or what frequency you're tuned into, or what source of broadcast. One worldwide way to check in with us is to go to our website.
Broadcasting from the banks of the Upper Cumberland River, this is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.
Yes. The website is very simple. Just go to www.overcomerministry.com. That's MINISTRY, overcomerministry.org. Like I say, just explore the website, go to our contact page, send me an email if you like. I'd appreciate it. Another way is to give us a call if you have access to the phone. The phone number is 001. That's U.S. code 001-843-704-5053. You can call that number anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That telephone number again is U.S. code 1-843-701-5053. I'd appreciate it if you're listening at this time on this particular frequency station. You can take contact us even now if you can. Remember, the website is www.overcomerministry.org. The phone number is U.S. code 1-843-701-5053. When you call, an answer machine will answer. You'll get a short greeting from me, then you may begin to speak. Give us your message, your information, or your questions. God bless you. Jesus is coming. This is important for you to know as you hear this broadcast, which we broadcast here on this station. Prepare to meet your God.